This is session 6 of Vision Destiny 2022, where I'm sharing my journals up to this point and really sort of reviewing what God said, what I did, what our encounters were, to give you some insight perhaps. Again, you know, for me, these are scripture to me. This is what God has said to me. I hold them at that sort of level, but I wouldn't expect you to. And again, please take everything back to God yourself. If you disagree with something strongly, then go and ask him why. If you agree with something strongly, well, go and ask him how he wants that work. You know, just don't take my word for things. These are my journals. They're shared with me, and I'm sharing them with you. I'm not saying you need to take them, you know, as wrote, but apply them. Ask God, see whether you resonate, and see what within it that God might want to encourage you with or challenge you with. Some of the key themes so far: the realm of light, where I've engaged with unconditional love, limitless grace, triumphant mercy, exposing the great deception. That's the book I'm writing at the minute, is really part of that. And I see it out working in the earth right now in various things through the political system, the religious system, all sorts of things going on, and particularly engaging with time and some of the cosmic dimensions and realities. So, 11th of February. Son, as you gaze into the light of our face, what do you see and feel? Now, obviously, that's a question that as soon as the Father said that, and I'm looking into God's face, it's like I then begin to activate, and what do I see and feel? Now, look deeper into our eyes, look closer at our countenance. As I focus my attention to go beyond the wonder and awe I normally feel, a wave of deep compassion hit me and overwhelmed my emotions before another wave of passion that was almost too painful to experience. These were deep, deep, deep emotions. The eyes were so expressive, so deep with feeling and longing, they drew me into taking me into the heart that was almost in pain with longing and desire for me to know the truth. You know, and that really was what I started to feel. You know, God's desire, God's real passion, his real heart, at a level I'd never really experienced before. Son, you are feeling just what we feel for you. Now multiply that by all that we have created, and that will give you a glimpse of our capacity to love. Wow, just think of that. Limitless, endless. Many have used the doctrine of sovereignty to make it seem that we are like an ambivalent observer of creation who has set the plan in motion and that foreknows and allows everything. And I think sovereignty is quite a difficult subject. And some people, from a very sort of Calvinistic perspective, it's like, well, if it happened, God must have willed it. And there's various views of God's sovereign will and God's, you know, different things. And I know that God wanted me to look at this issue, otherwise he wouldn't have said it. Son, as you have just experienced, we are totally invested in our creation and feel all that you feel, living in everything, every moment of sadness and pain. So God is transcendent, but God is also immanent, and he lives and can relate to everything we go through and desire to bring good out of it all. I then focused on the kindness I saw in those eyes, and the smile that I saw on the beautiful face, and the wave of pure joy just hit me. Just a wave of pure joy. It was an amazing feeling of pride that is felt when we succeed and prosper in our creative accomplishments. When we do something that's aligned to God's desire for us, what he feels is like a proud father. God rejoices when we're like him, as we do acts of kindness, self-sacrifice, are motivated by love. And I felt the pride that they have towards creation in spite of the horrors of it. We have chosen to give creation the ability to choose its own path, and we work within that to bring good, and we woo and work to encourage choices that reflect love. Son, the view of sovereignty that is like fate makes us controllers and manipulators of creation, where in fact we are participators and constantly at work to facilitate loving outcomes. When someone suffers, is in pain or dies, that is not our sovereign will, and we neither orchestrated it or allowed it. That was a consequence of man's choices, but we do seek to comfort and bring something good out of all suffering. Our love seeks to cover all the terrible consequences of man's choices, and we feel what each feels, as you have experienced both positive and negative. And I felt what God feels, and I felt what we feel. Loving kindness is not a sovereign act devoid of emotion and automatic, but is a reflection of our intense desire to care for and comfort those who have lost their way and identity. Our light is not just a way of describing who we are, but a reflection of our total commitment to reveal the truth of our love to all creation, to draw all things back to restored union and oneness. Some we do not sovereignly allow the horrendous things that happen. They were never part of some great master plan for creation. They are but the consequence of our desire to respect the right to choose what we've invested in creation. We are not sitting back waiting for everything to inevitably work out. In the end, we are emotionally invested in everyone, in everything, in every moment of time. What is inevitable is that our love will never fail or give up or on even one person, being, or part of creation, and the light of truth will never be extinguished, but will always shine with hope to draw creation back to the union and harmony of oneness. Son, we're not above it all, in the eternal now, insulated from the reality of creation, as all of the good and bad is now for us, as you have glimpsed for yourself. So they are experiencing and engaged in what's going on because they're in us. So everything that's going on is for them as well as us. We are 100% invested in the restoration of all things, and that is why we sacrificed ourselves before it all began to ensure that all can be restored to love. The foundation stone of creation was and still is love, and love is within all things, and all things are within love. That is why nothing can be separated from love's power to overcome and restore. Love's outcome is ensured not because we sovereignly will it and control the end, but because we are love and we will never cease in our pursuit of restored relationship. The wrong concept of sovereignty implies that we act on our own independently, but that is not relational or inclusive, and not the way we made creation to function, which is in harmony as one. I knew that it was true, and the doctrine of sovereignty has been used to misrepresent the loving kindness of God as indifference, and that is a tragedy. And I do feel there are so many misunderstandings and interpretations of who God is that are not good. The 15th of February. Son, as you dwell in the light, learn to see not with your eyes but with your heart, by looking deeper, going beyond your first impressions. So when you have an encounter, for me, God always takes me further, and I have those opportunities to re-engage, perhaps with a enhanced understanding, and then I can experience something deeper, which gives me an enhanced understanding that I can then experience something deeper. There's always a depth to go to. And what God was saying here is, let it be your heart. Let this be an emotional, not just something you see, try and interpret. There are layers and levels of truth in the light for those who will continue to look beyond the glance, to gaze, ponder, and inspect. Keep looking intently. The truth is as multifaceted and as manifold as what you see when you look into our face or our eyes. Keep looking and go beyond. There is so much more beyond wherever you choose to stop looking. So learn to abide, not just visit. Discern the truth and deeper realities by becoming one with the light, merging your being in oneness and union with the essence of who we are. And again, I think that's such an invitation that God has given to all of us. Enlightenment is a product of desiring the truth and not rushing to judgment, but diligently pursuing the knowledge of the heart. Knowledge is not just a mental information, it is the truth that is beyond the facts, that requires a deeper desire to what lies at the heart of any matter. Don't just observe and make a judgment. there's always a depth that needs to go before any decision is made on what that situation is about. Some come deeper and beyond the what, when, and how to the why of the truth, for that is where true sonship will be found. See, God doesn't just want to give us directions of what to do, when to do it, how to do it, but he wants to do the why. What's behind it? What's the bigger picture? What's the essence? Our desire is to reveal the truth to those who will look and keep looking until they know who we are as the light. The light is not just illumination, so you can see. It is the being that is behind knowledge that reveals wisdom and understanding. Now, yes, light is a being, but this is our being that enables us to go beyond into wisdom and understanding when we're at rest. Most are content with knowledge that is mere facts that can change and be interpreted in many ways by the understanding of the observer, but truth is unchanging and can be trusted. Son, trust is what develops if you learn to dwell in the light of love and truth and go beyond the surface to the heart. And that means don't just make an assumption on the external appearance of something and then jump to a conclusion which may be wrong. Don't assume and presume things without knowing the heart beyond the surface. The glory of a matter is hidden beneath the surface and needs to be mined, and that takes the willingness to invest whatever is necessary to discover the treasure beyond the obvious. The obvious is only obvious because you think you know what is the truth, but mostly it's just opinion formed from confirmation-biased conclusions. Son, never be content with what appears on the surface. Always be prepared to go beyond. Be that deeper, higher, further than the obvious conclusion. We have so much hidden treasure for you to discover that will only be found by the diligent and vigilant pursuit of the truth in the light of our countenance. Our favor and blessing is only found in the light of our countenance through a level of trust that is deep within our being. We have to go deeper to encounter that trust. Trust is a product of dwelling in the light of love and truth, to know the reality of who we are, who we really are, so you can be enlightened and gloriously be revealed in sonship. The revealing of the enlightened sons of God will restore creation by freeing it from the bondage to lies it has been held captive in. The glorious rising of the enlightened ones will set creation free into the light of their glory, which is their true identity within I am that I am. Son, never be content with less than when there's always more than beyond. So never stop pursuing the beyond that is beyond. 16th of February. As I fix my eyes on the magnificent face of my Father, the light of truth flooded all my senses with the thoughts and emotions that he has about me. So this was very personal, very intimate. Those thoughts went beyond anything I'd experienced before, revealing how precious and special I am, being wonderfully made in his image and likeness, as we all are. And all of us can find this when we engage in that place. The emotions behind those thoughts overwhelmed me as I began to find a deeper realization of how strong and unrelenting they are. Those desires for a return to oneness and union are so powerful that I knew that nothing was too much and nowhere was too far for my Father in pursuit of me. I knew that the Father was prepared to go to any lengths, heights, depths to restore what has been lost, including descending into death itself. The waves of emotion that were revealed in the oracles of the Father's heart rolled over me, each one taking me deeper into the knowledge of his unconditional love. Waves of emotion, unrelenting passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, the loving kindness of blessing and unending union cocooned in my being. Son, this is but a fraction of what we feel about you and all of creation, but this is all you could bear without being consumed. Let what you experience today become the motivation that moves you to continue to go beyond as you journey towards the fulfillment and consummation of the restoration of all things. Let our passion be your passion, and you will become unrelenting in your pursuit of the truth, whilst being able to rest in our love. Multidimensional living is the only way that you will have the capacity to go beyond every and any beyonds that you face. So I focus the energy within the Merkaba at the core of my being to connect me to each dimensional reality that I dwell in, to broadcast the emotions of my experiences to re-energize the quantum expanded moments. So I'm in these places, which are collections of moments that I'm in all at the same time, and they need energizing, and I can energize that through the core of my being, which is connected to living water or the river of life or crystal energy, whatever you want to say. In turn, I engaged each moment that were the destination points of many quests and encounters coming together in a quantum moment of existence. I am multidimensional, and I exist having my being multidimensionally with each quantum moment, a union of experiences all connected to the unified field of existence. Now, that takes a lot of explaining perhaps, and I'm not going to take the time to do it right now, but I encourage you to go and pursue, ask the Father what a unified field of existence is and how we're related to it, and how that in a quantum physics perspective explains a lot of things like quantum entanglement and enclosure and choice of the observer producing reality. I dwell for a moment on the creative cycle that forms reality and re-energized my being. To brood in the cradle of life for full complete restoration, the resonance of that desire energized into the sound of many waters, infusing it with emotion. The emotion amplified the sound in the chamber of destiny, fusing my being to the sound of the Father's voice until the vibrational frequencies engaged the quantum lumens with the chamber within the chamber of creation. That's how reality forms. Now, that can happen almost instantaneously when you live there, when your being is there. But I began with the process, and now the conscious process that became a quantum moment of potential. Quantum lumens receive the energy of the Father's desire within the sound of my voice and dance to its rhythm and cadence. The focus of desire, energized by the emotions of the oracles, was filled with creative possibilities, all waiting to be streamed through the portal into creation. Only a cosmic creational union of being, such as is forming in the Earth Shield, has the exponential unified consciousness to choose such a reality. One person cannot do this. There must be a union, the mind of Christ, to choose this. And that's a union of all our beings. Now, that cosmic union has other expressions which I will share in future sessions. Only when enough enlightenment has taken place are the sons in such union of desire becoming one mind, will this choice for the restoration of all things become a reality. There is a point where that weight or balance or momentum is tipped, and that's the union we need to find. Only when we become in union, one with one heart, one mind, one desire, one passion, one purpose, with one choice, will the reality of creation being set free into the glory of our sonship begin to manifest. Son, all other causes need to be consumed with the fire of the desire for the restoration of all things, which is the only cause that encompasses all others. 17th of February. Son, the knowledge from the source of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil has infected all of the world systems, and it will not be easy to free people from that deception. Rather than attempting to expose the darkness and the lies, focus on revealing the light of the tree of life so the truth becomes obvious. Light removes darkness, so increase the light so the sons are shining by encouraging them to abide in the light of love and truth so their identity is unveiled. You know, I encourage you, pursue God's, pursue desire to be in that place of light. When our sons come close to us in face-to-face intimacy, they will resonate with truth and will be able to more easily discern and source the source and root of knowledge. The world systems are not neutral like creational systems. They were designed with a hidden agenda, and that on the surface looks good, but is in fact evil. Lucifer was light and his knowledge beyond most people's imagination, but all that knowledge has been twisted and is used for his own I will agenda. You can always determine the source by observing and comparing I will with I am, that I am, as I will is always less than, seeking to be more than, and I am is always eternally constant, consistent. All selfish motivation comes from the need to elevate self to a higher level through independent self-effort methods and always leave our children weary and burdened. The identity lost at the fall from grace to works cannot ever be found or achieved through the knowledge of the DIY tree. In other words, you cannot discover who you are through your own works and self-effort. True identity can only be discovered by restored relationship with the true creator, and we have never lost sight of the eternal image of anyone or anything that was created by us. Seeing yourself in the light and mirror of our face is the only way identity can be restored, but the self-effort which always leads to selfishness must be abandoned. You can't do it with mixture. The abandonment of self in pursuit of the truth is the only way to enlightenment and sonship. But the light of I am that I am must shine to draw our children's attention and focus from the darkness and deception of I will. The earth shield is where the light of I am that I am is beginning to be unified into oneness, so that the earth can be illuminated by the light of love and truth and not cosmic created light. The glory of sonship is the light of oneness and union and cannot shine in independence. All concepts of I must be surrendered to we. The mind of Christ is anointed and powerful through the relational oneness of perichoresis, and only in a unified consciousness of oneness is the glorious light of sonship going to be revealed to creation. A unified mind has abandoned I will for we are and never seeks for independent identity, because true identity can only be found in relational oneness. Look at I am that I am and you see three as one. In one God, in complete harmony, yet Father, Son, and Spirit has its own personality with no competition. You can be individually within the oneness and mystic union of a collective, unified consciousness that has ascended beyond to a higher plane of existence and reality. Son, encourage everyone to look into the light of our face. But to do so effectively, they will all have to have gone through the dark cloud where self is surrendered. The pursuit of identity and destiny will take our children on a journey through the fires of purification, refining and transformation. Only the pure in heart can see God and themselves, so encourage our children to follow the light of the tree of life to enlightenment. Again, this is a journey and a process. And this process of enlightenment takes you through many stages, many seasons, many times that are worth pursuing and going through. Don't be put off by the fact that it's not an event, that it's not a magic wand experience. This is a relational journey to discover, to find the hidden treasure, to go deeper into God himself and to discover the depths of who we are ourselves. That is where we will find it. And God is always taking us from the surface, being in the light, to becoming heart to heart, to going into God himself and being within his heart and his mind and his being. It's engaging the eternal now and being within the perichoresis there. It's engaging sort of many dimensional realities. So these processes and experiences shape us and form us and transform us into a renewed state of being, at rest, free from the need for performance orientation, free from the need to want man's approval, free from the need of the fear of man, free from religious restrictions and deception, free to be. That is where God wants us, in that place of intimacy, the place of light in the realm of perfection, which you have to go through a dark cloud to initially get to, really, effectively, will produce dark clouds for each of us in their own way, which, you know, aren't really dark, but appears that way. And they're a process of transformation, a deep transformation. They can appear like fire. They can appear in many different ways and forms. But the whole purpose is refining and purification of our hearts so we can see the truth, that we can experience the truth, that we can know the truth. Because it's only the truth that you know that will actually set you free. You know, people say the truth will set you free. It is not, that's not true. It is only the truth that you know that will set you free. Otherwise, it's just information and facts. It has to be experiential truth. And God is beckoning us and drawing us and encouraging us to enter into experiential truth. And all these experiences I've been sharing with you are my journey. And you may have something similar, or you may have something very different. But I know the journey is to enlightenment, and that journey is to identity, and that journey is to be part of and in oneness and in union. And there's a sense where I believe God is putting people together in a way which is beyond the normal of what we talk about as relationship. This goes beyond friendship and marriage and into a oneness of mind, a oneness of heart, which is can only be possible within the oneness that is God. And then we come to that place of the mind of Christ, where we have one unified mind, which is connected to the one unified field of existence, and light itself responds to us. Which is why, you know, I've sort of learned that process of brooding and becoming the sound and being the sound of the voice of God and being able to speak with that. You know, and that's a process that is taking me, you know, a couple of years really to get to the point where I can dwell in it and I can live in it, and it's who I am now. So I'd encourage you again to be open for whatever it is that you're drawn to walk, whatever processes it takes for you to be transformed, for you to be pure in heart, to be healed and whole and made and restored. Whatever it takes, be willing. Don't resist. Don't fight it. Pursue it with desire. Set the desires of your heart upon it. And I believe that that process can perhaps be accelerated. We can be proactive rather than reactive. Let's pursue with desire, deep, deep desire for the depths that are there in God for us to discover and experience. It's just so wonderful. So let's finish with an activation. I just encourage you to just close your eyes. Again, we're going to enter into that place of rest. Just let the sound, the frequency of rest, just begin to engage you. I'm just going to use the crystal bowls more in this activation, just because I want the frequencies of the intention that I believe is God's intention for you to become more real for you. So just start to just rest, slow your breathing down, thinking and focusing your attention on the presence of God and His love, and start breathing slowly and breathing deeply the unconditional love of a loving Father. And just come to that place of stillness. And just let the frequency of rest cocoon you, go around you, be upon you, be in you, go through you. Of love. You can experience the knowledge of joy. You can experience the knowledge of peace. You can experience the knowledge of grace and mercy. And just let love, joy, peace flow around you and in you, surround you, cocoon you, till you feel totally at rest, in oneness, in union. Now open your heart to engage that realm of light. Be willing to go through whatever it takes to engage it. And within that place, just let the frequency of light, the light of truth, the light of love, be immersed. Truth and the light at a new level. Open up your hearts, open up your minds for union and oneness. Just be open for wherever the Father wants to show you and reveal to you. Let your emotions be engaged. Let your whole being be engaged as you experience that union of His presence.